At the movies this weekend, comedy, sci-fi, and adventure, but sometimes it's hard to tell which film is which. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
I'm sure many of you have seen the relatable posters for Meet Dave, where a miniature Eddie Murphy waves from the life-size Eddie Murphy's ear canal. Well, we've all had those days where we feel like a tiny Eddie Murphy is living inside of us. Actually, for me, it's a medium-sized Benicio del Toro right behind the eyes, but that's a whole nother story. In Meet Dave, Murphy is the captain of a crew of tiny space aliens operating their ship, which looks like a regular human being, as they search this strange new planet for minerals they need to survive.
I just don't get out that much.
Yeah, judging from your suit, I'd say since about 1978. You late for a Bee Gees concert or something?
The Bee Gees. Barry, Robin, and Maurice, the brothers Gibb, winning 10 Grammy Awards and selling over 100 million records.
Oh, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. Hey, 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 stay alive. Hey.
The critics don't mind meeting Dave, but many wouldn't have lunch with him. Variety likes it, calling the sci-fi comedy lightly amusing and surprisingly sweet. The Wall Street Journal straddles the fence, finding it dumbfoundingly erratic, but smart and funny from time to time. But the Seattle Post-Intelligencer moans no real wit or cleverness. Guillermo del Toro, the writer and director of Pan's Labyrinth, returns to the fantasy genre with the sequel to his Hellboy franchise with Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Ron Perlman is back as the misunderstood hero who is ready to battle an evil army of marauders who want to take over Earth.
You have one fatal flaw.
Oh, I want to hear it.
No, you don't. You can't take criticism.
What's my flaw?
Your temper. It gets the best of you, makes you weak, makes you vulnerable.
Hellboy 2 is a fun ride, according to the critics. The Austin Chronicle cheers splendidly imaginative and a creatively uncorked piece of fantastic cinema. And the New York Times smiles, pulpy, jokey, sometimes touching, and mostly a lot of fun. Wow, if Hellboy 2 does well at the box office, look for the spinoff, Purgatory Tween. And if you crave even more sci-fi and adventure, how about another version of the classic 1864 Jules Verne novel, Journey to the Center of the Earth? Showing at some theaters in 3D, Brendan Fraser leads a crew that accidentally finds this never-before-seen world deep in the Earth's core, a world of dinosaurs and man-eating plants.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the center of the Earth.
Critics are split right down the middle like the prime meridian. Even though the Washington Post gurgles terrific family entertainment and the Philadelphia Inquirer shouts cheesy, 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 but fun, 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 Real Views warns the fun dries up long before the running time has expired. See, I've never understood this obsession with even going to the Earth's core. My family and I vacationed there last summer, and let me tell you, don't believe the hype. The center of the Earth is so overrated. Long lines, everywhere you look, it's nothing but iron and nickel alloy. And when we were there, it was really hot. I mean, they claim it's a dry heat, but please, you're at the center of the Earth. It's 11,000 degrees. I don't care how many daiquiris they bring you.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in a place many consider the center of the universe, right here in Los Angeles.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.